Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Today, I have two amazing advocates that are doing great things to bring awareness and education to law enforcement agents and first responders. Vicki Owens and Deborah Bunting have been doing Huntington's Disease Law Enforcement Education Days in the state of Florida. Vicki Owens has also attended the state of Florida's annual Chief Police Conference, as well as she attended the IACP a couple years ago, and that stands for the International Association of Chief of Police Conference. There, Vicki and her husband, Tom, came face-to-face with law enforcement agents from all over the world. Help for HD International actually exhibited at that event, where Vicki, along with our Help for HD International LEAP team, were able to bring HD law enforcement education to a global audience. We are all so thankful for Deborah and Vicki for all that they are doing when it comes to educating our law enforcement and first responders. Deborah Bunting is also the CEO of her 501c3 Blue Ribbon for Huntington's Disease Awareness Organization. So welcome, Vicki and Deborah, to Help for HD Live.
Well, thank you, Katie.
Good to be here.
Yes. So let's start the show with Vicki. So what propelled you to do this kind of call to action when it came to educating law enforcement about Huntington's disease?
Well, I'd like to thank Help for HD for their support with our endeavor to educate law enforcement. I'd like to thank Marcy McCall for going above and beyond in her presentations and Deborah Bunting and her son. When I saw the video on YouTube regarding Jeffrey Bain's arrest in West Virginia, I was really upset at that he was treated so cruelly. So when Sharon Thomason asked for volunteers to attend the IACP in Orlando, I was more than happy to volunteer. HDSA was contacted and asked to help sponsor our attendance there, but we were turned down. So Help for HD jumped right in and offered their help. They set up a law enforcement education program so we could make this an ongoing thing, and I've been setting up presentations locally ever since.
Yes, and it's been fantastic. And the IACP was such a huge kickoff for Help for HD and our LEAP team. And I thought it was just so great. I got to see pictures and talk to you guys while the event was going on, and the impact that was made on a global audience, a global law enforcement. I mean, I remember you guys talked to people from other countries.
Nigeria was a very interested country. We had several officers from the Nigeria officers, and they really, really were very interested in this disease.
Yeah, and I think that kind of showed us at Help for HD and our LEAP team, Vicki, don't you think it kind of showed us that we really had to propel this and grow this and start program because the law enforcement agents were so interested in learning about Huntington's disease.
Right. It's been my experience that law enforcement really, really is very interested. They want to know, and so we're going to get out there and teach them everything we can. Educate.
Yes. So, Deborah, with your experience, you being a part of law enforcement in your career, and how important do you believe law enforcement trainings are, and how has it been for you and your son, Jimmy, doing these advanced training courses?
Well, Katie, it's been very important. It's very, very important because when an officer goes out and they stop even from a traffic stop to anything like the Jeffrey Bain situation, they don't know what they're coming up on. They can be coming up on somebody who's a crazy person with a gun or somebody who's very mellow and laid back. If they know that somebody has some of the issues, they show some of the issues with Huntington's, they may be able to help them better, and they'll handle them a lot differently. I'm saying handle for lack of a better word, but they'll handle them differently. They know that they have the neurological issues. They know that if they have strong chorea, that they're not waving to smack them purposely, or they're not. I mean, it just makes a big difference with them. And it's with anything that you encounter in life, and law enforcement really needs to know everything that they can, because they go through a lot of different things every day, and it's very important to let them know. And as far as my son and myself, it's been really a great experience. Myself, because I've been out of law enforcement for about 10 years now, but it's always in your blood, and when you, you know, go amongst them and you know what they're thinking, you know what, you know, when you tell them things, and I watch their body language, and I watch, and I've seen groups that were very interested. And I just think that it's been a great experience to do this and to teach them. As far as Jimmy was very quiet about his Huntington's in the beginning, but now he's really wanting to get it out there and explain to people and tell people. And I always tell him, you know, for everything that he does, he's making a huge difference, that he's letting, he's putting himself out there to let these people look at him and dissect him and pull him apart, you know, with their eyes to see what an HD person looks like. So he's I'm really proud of him. I'm very, very proud of my son.
Oh, yes. Yes, and we are all so thankful for him for what he is doing, because that's not easy. That's not easy. I am very thankful to Tom and Jimmy for standing in front of these law enforcement agents and saying, I have Huntington's disease, and letting them ask them questions. And
right. And they observe them. They're observing every movement that they make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet they do. Yeah. Well, Vicki, what are some and actually this is really good leading into this, Vicki, what techniques have you come up with that you have found effectively help law enforcement agents understand Huntington's disease a little better?
Well, as I do more presentations, I find a little more each time that helps them. I've recently had them interact with Tom and Jimmy and other patients with HD. So they can understand and actually see the difference in their thought processes and what a struggle it is for someone with HD to respond quickly with an answer. I've had a lot of officers ask for more on that. They really like that part. They want more time to ask questions and interact with the patients themselves. And one of the things I did at my last presentation was there's a little test that Enroll HD does, and it's like you can give them a letter, and they have a minute to tell you words that begin with that letter. So I did that with an officer and then with Tom and Jimmy. They could definitely see the difference. Even the officer had a little difficulty, but he did come up with quite a few words. I don't think Jimmy came up with any, and Tom came up with two.
Right.
And they could see that they were really trying very hard to think of an answer, but they just, you know, didn't have it. And the officers really enjoyed that, I think.
Yeah, that was, yeah, right. That did go very well, Vicki. You did great with that one.
They want.
Yeah. And I'm Deborah, sorry. How did you feel Jimmy felt about that? Did you see that he was struggling with that, or did he embrace that?
Oh, he was struggling a lot. He was really struggling.
Sure.
But he knows it's part of the disease. He knows he wasn't embarrassed, or he wasn't. This is just, and this is what I'm always telling him. This is part of the disease, and he was okay. He's glad that he's teaching people. He's happy that they're learning. I don't think there's anything about this a complete flip-flop from the beginning till now. He loves to teach people. Even now when he falls and stuff, he just gets up and says, well, that's for my Huntington's. You know, so it's good that he likes to show the officers, you know, and teach them, because he knows that it's important to an officer to know about Huntington's, because he's been on that side, and he's been, you know, he's seen my side, and he knows it's very important.
Yeah, Tom does too.
Yeah.
He didn't really want to do that little interaction, but he just, you know, is like, I know I have to do it. I know it's important. It's not only important for himself, but for other patients like him. So he does it. Sometimes he balks a little bit, but he always comes through for me.
Does Tom enjoy going to these, Vicki?
He does.
To these training courses? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He does. The last Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department meeting, our training session we had, he actually got up and talked to them. I was very proud of him.
Wow. He did. He did.
Yeah.
I seen Tom from a difference from the first time that I met him to now. He's enjoying teaching. I think it's a very good thing to get anybody with the Huntington's out there to do that. I did see a big difference with him, Vicki, that day, that last training session especially.
Well, and I think you bring up such a good point, Deborah, because I was actually just in a Huntington's disease clinic, and we were talking about, then my husband can no longer work. He's retired 12 years law enforcement. He was a sheriff's deputy, and we were talking about how he used to have this purpose where he would go out and he would work and go protect the innocent, and he would do this, and now he's completely retired, and he stays at home with our children, which is, of course, a huge task, but at the same time, we were kind of talking about what could he do that actually feels like he still, has that purpose and he's still doing that. And I think that Mike would very much enjoy this. It almost gives them like a meaning. They're teaching. So I can see that where Jimmy and Tom would be a fulfillment for them, I would think.
Absolutely. There's nothing that they can do at this point with their disease, so they might as well teach. They might as well use and make the best of it. And I really think, that like I said, I seen Tom come out a big way, especially this last time. A little bit each time, but he stepped up several times on his own to speak.
Yeah.
The officers really enjoy that. That's one of the things that I always get from them. I want to see more interaction with the patients.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Deborah, on Facebook, I actually saw a picture of Jimmy with a law enforcement agent. It was a female, and she kind of had her thumbs up. And so tell me what that picture, what happened when that picture was taken.
Okay. As anybody with Huntington's knows, that they get to read their husband, wife, son, daughter, whatever the person is, and you get to read. And that day, I'm learning Jimmy gets tired real easily. And Jimmy's now walking with the walker and a wheelchair, with the walker when I can hold on to him, and he's in smaller areas, but with the wheelchair when we go to the stores and such. That day as we were walking out, I said to him, "Are you feeling okay?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "I don't think so." And he said, "I'm fine." And he was walking. I said, "Again, are you okay?" And no sooner the words came out of my mouth and he said, "Yes," again, he went face first down. Over across the, over the walker and everything. The police officers, of course, all came running. And this one officer said that she had an aunt that had Alzheimer's. She said, "So, I know about this stuff." I understand that, and I do hear things like that where people say, "Well, I know somebody who had Alzheimer's. I know somebody." A lot of people don't understand, though, is, as we know, this is more than just Alzheimer's. This is more than just dementia. It's more than, it's everything in one. But I just smiled and, said, thank you. And, so at least that part of it. But then she did help me, continue to get him. Because I always hold Jimmy by the back of his pants. I always just have this habit. If I'm not holding his arm, I'm holding the back waistband of his pants, and he always says, "Ma, you give me a wedgie." But I said, "Well, you can have a wedgie, but you're not going to fall." At least, does go to fall, at least I've got him to break the fall. But she helped us into the car, and she was real sweet, and, she helped get him in there. So I thought that was, that was very nice of her. But then they also got to see, a couple of them said something about, there's a crack in the sidewalk. I said, "No, this has nothing to do with a crack. It has nothing to do with a chip or anything in the sidewalk. This is Huntington's. This is what they do. They fall, they fall. It's just part of the Huntington's. Whether the crack was there or the crack wasn't there, he was going to fall. He was real tired."
Right.
So they did get to see a lot of that, which I was glad they actually saw it in action, I guess, so to speak. It was
He fell in Bartow last week coming out after the presentation, and the officers were all coming out at the same time, and they saw it too.
Right.
They saw it
right.
too. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that,
Vicky,
that, you know, they got
question.
To see it.
Yeah. I have a, if you could share this story with our listeners, I found this incredibly interesting when you had called me after one of your guys' training courses, and you talked about an officer talking about a lady that lived on the streets that kept telling them that she had Huntington's disease, but they almost didn't believe her. Can you tell us that story?
Oh, I can.
Yeah. That was, it was one officer, and the rest of them didn't seem to know who she was, but he said, she said that she had Huntington's disease, and he said, well, she's on meth, and he said, so I know it's not Huntington's disease. I said, no, she's probably on meth because she has Huntington's disease. You don't pick Huntington's
right.
disease out of the air as a disease to have, because people
right.
don't aren't
right.
aware of it. They don't know it, so no, she probably
well, here
does
she
have
is on the street.
Yeah,
sure.
So
I mean,
he was going to investigate.
But what
Vicky
said that day, Katie, was that she's probably on the crack and the meth and everything because of the Huntington's.
Right.
Is what
she's not getting
treatment.
Or, yeah, right. she's not, you know, we. And this is the kind of, this is the kind of cry out. If she's, even if she is on drugs, she's not being, she doesn't have medicine. She's self-medicating, right? She's on the street. She's crying out for help by her telling these law enforcement agents, I have Huntington's disease. You guys know as well as I do, she probably does have Huntington's disease, because why does she pull Huntington's
mm-hmm.
disease out of the air?
Well, that's what I said that day. I said,
right,
because
yeah.
they had
sure.
doubt with her, and I said, listen, you would not come out with Huntington's disease
right.
Of all
right.
diseases, you could say. That would have never come out. She has Huntington's.
Exactly.
Right. And so she's crying out
yeah.
for help. So that's the law enforcement agent's job, public, you know, to protect her. And so you guys
right.
taught them that they, I bet you next time he encounters her, he will hopefully get her help.
Right.
I think he was, he did. He asked for, yeah, he asked for resources. What do we do? How do
oh,
I
good.
Help her? And I mm-hmm. didn't know at the time, because I wasn't, you know, prepared for that answer, to what to tell him, but that was the first session. The second session we went to, I did give that group, and then the officer that was in charge of training, I told him to tell him that, you know, their Peace River facility in their county would be a good place to start with her. So hopefully he will help her get the help she needs.
Yeah. Definitely. I found that so interesting when you told me that story.
Isn't that strange, because it's weighed heavy on my heart, and I'm sure, Vicky,
mm-hmm.
that it has you
mm-hmm.
too. It's just, it's something that's been bothering me.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just like, you want to
yeah.
reach out, you want to help, you want to do something. What can we do?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. In the chat room, I just wanted to let you guys know, Sharon Thomas just wrote, Vicky and Deborah, you all are doing such an amazing job. I'm so proud of what you and Tom and Jimmy are doing to help the community. This is something that people in every state could be doing to help. So, and Sharon, I'll get to that actually here in a minute, because I actually, when we're concluding the show, I want to talk about law enforcement in a flash. But let's
thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon, so much.
Yeah. Vicky, tell us about when you actually go and you approach the law enforcement agencies to ask them if you can come in and do a training course. Can you kind of tell us how you go about that and how they respond to your request?
Sure. It really varies a lot with me right now. I do have mm-hmm. a way I want to do it, but so far it's just kind of happened. I did contact the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office and talked to their training officer there, and they started to schedule Marcy and I every 2 months, and we do have another session coming up in April with them. That would be more of the way I would approach, would be to call the agency, talk, ask for the training officer, tell them what we do and why we do it, and hopefully they'll schedule us. The last one that Deborah and I did for Bartow, I got that contact from, I actually talked to the police chief at the Florida Police Chief Association conference in Jacksonville in January, and he called me like the next week and set up our sessions with them that covered both, you know, all of his officers. I think there are like 42 officers. Bartlett is sort of a small town, but every one of the officers in that town know HD now.
Yep.
Yes. And this is why we have
Tom
to attend these events.
Yeah, and then Tom and I were at the Florida State Fair last month, and the expo hall has booths set up, and Hillsborough County Sheriff and the Florida Highway Patrol were both there. And I approached the officer behind the desk at, or behind the table at the Florida Highway Patrol, and asked them, gave them one of our bracelets with our training video on it and a couple of pamphlets, and asked him to share those with his training officer. And he happened to be the training officer for our local substations. So he set us up right away also with the Pinellas County, which is over near St. Petersburg, substation, which Marcy and I did last month. And then we're going to do his Hillsborough County substation as soon as we get that scheduled. So it just varies. It depends on who I run into at the right time. I just talk to every officer that I encounter.
Katie, can I say something here? I got to say, Vicki has really stepped up. I'm so, and don't think it sounds arrogant, but I'm so proud of her. I see what she does. She was so nervous going into these meetings because Marcy wasn't there, and she said, I don't know if I could do it. I'm really nervous. I said, you're going to do fine. She was great. She showed a lot of emotion, which is what the officers also needed to see. And she's stepping up. She's getting to the point. She's not afraid. She'll step up. She'll talk to anybody or tell anybody and get the word out there. And Vicki, I'm just so proud of you. I really am.
No, thank you.
You're going above and beyond, and it's so refreshing to see this because many people want to help with the Huntingtons. They don't. They don't think that they can or whatever the reason. And every little bit helps. Bring it out there and just talk to the people. And Vicki, you have no idea that these officers now go home and you know, thank goodness for Help for HD that they allowed for this to come out and start reaching out to officers because, you know, now these officers go home and they tell, you know what, this person over here, you know, they may have Huntington's or what's Huntington's, and they start telling family members or other officers or other, and it spreads. You tell one, you're going to tell 10 more people. You know, at least it just, and Vicki, I'm just really, you're doing a great job. You really, really are. I just had to say that.
Thank you.
Yes.
We've got to help. I think that could, I see that being somebody in my family and the way Jeffrey Bain was treated, and I'm horrified. So I want to do what I can to help the officers because I know they have a job. And they do the best they can, but having them know more about the symptoms, the way that the patients react under stress, it's just enormous. I just do what I can.
And, well, we appreciate it. And I think that it's almost intimidating to make that call or to say, can we come? But the one thing I found with even me making phone calls for the law enforcement education and the FLASH program at Help for HD, and I was contacting different agencies all over the nation about Huntington's disease law enforcement education, and they were all so happy that we called, and they all wanted to talk about Huntington's, and they want to know. They want to know how to protect and serve their community better.
Mm-hmm.
So
I found
so
that,
like
too.
Said,
yes.
Mm-hmm. They want you there. They want you to come. So, Deborah, with you going to these training courses, what do you find draws the officers in? Like, what do you find to be the most effective part that they really engage?
The people, the Huntington's people, mm-hmm. the people that have the Huntington's that, you know, you could tell people about Huntington's, and they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. I find, like, even when I go into a restaurant, for instance, I had seen these two ladies, and they were watching Jimmy one day, you know, being awkward looking and whatever, and looking like he could be drunk mm-hmm. or just something could be wrong or what have you. And the lady said, do you mind me asking? And I said, no, I don't, before she even finished her sentence. And the best thing is, if I had just told these ladies about it, they wouldn't have understood it as well as with these officers seeing Tom, seeing Jimmy, seeing, mm-hmm. you know, whoever else that wants to be there. I really think that if we get more people out to show law enforcement the different stages, the different ways that people walk and look, right. and just get it out there. They, you know, number one, you know, maybe the next person they look at that is stoned or drunk, they may look and say, you know what, maybe they're not stoned or drunk. They may have Huntington's, which more than mm-hmm. likely the person is stoned or drunk, but at least they're
right.
thinking about it.
Yeah. Right.
And I really
right.
think
Absolutely.
That's the best, you know, you're giving them the education, but seeing it is, to me, that's just, it puts it out there. It really does.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely. I know when we were in, I was actually in Lompoc, California, when we were opening Caring for HD, our Help for HD International thrift store, and I had just left our vice president, Katrina Hamill, and I were actually talking about law enforcement stuff in the thrift store and about her. She wants, you know, she's going to start doing in-service days there in that area. And when we left, I had gone back to our hotel to pack up to come back to Northern California where I live, and there was an officer waiting outside for his food and to be prepared for his lunch, and Mike caught his eye instantly, and I watched him stare at Mike, and I kind of got a little nervous, and I said, Mike, you know, come back in. And so I went to walk out of our hotel room, and the officer was standing right at our door. It actually frightened me. And I said, I just want to let you know your husband left his phone on the car seat and his door's wide open and it has started to ring. And I said, oh, okay, thank you so much for telling me. I said, my husband has Huntington's disease. And I explained to him, you know, what Huntington's disease was in my little 10-minute, you know, spiel about it. And and he said, okay. He said, I just want to make sure that your husband's phone's safe. And I said, okay. And I said, I don't know if he wanted to hear it or not, but he heard it. And
yeah.
we were getting ready to leave.
One more person,
yeah.
right?
We were getting ready to leave, and it was pouring rain, pouring. And we had no tarp, and we have a truck, and all our luggage was getting wet. And we were getting ready to pull out, and the officer turned his lights on and pulled us over. And I went, oh, great, what is this going to be about? And he pulled us over, and he went to his house while we were still packing and got a tarp and got bungee cords and came and said, I can't let you drive home with your luggage getting wet. And he took our stuff and he tied our stuff up to keep it dry and shook my hand
oh, wow.
and said, thank you for all of your years of service. And I'm so sorry that you can't work anymore, but thank you for the time that you did work protecting Sacramento. And
wow.
So I know that they were... But just that feeling of watching him, that he really did watch Mike, and he saw what Mike was going through, and he showed that much compassion to us that he
That's
went
me.
Home.
That's me. He was probably ashamed of himself.
Yeah. And so I think law enforcement, they have hearts and they want to help and but they just need education, and that's what
right.
the amazing Deborah and Vicky are doing. fantastic. So Vicky, what are you finding now? So we've created exit surveys, which was another one of Vicky's brilliant ideas, when you're done doing the training courses, you give the officers a chance to tell you their thoughts about how the course went. So what are you finding
right.
that they're finding to be the most powerful, and what are they asking for more of?
Okay. The comments, and this has been from three different groups so far since we've implemented this. Every group has been very, very positive. No negative comments whatsoever. The most powerful part of the training, they love the videos. They like seeing what the patient's symptoms look like. They want to see more of the patients actually there and interact with them. several commented on that from all three groups, that they would like to see more interaction with the patients. And I think it gives them a better understanding of what they're actually going through. The response time to a question. The most suggestions that we get, that is the same, is they want to see more in identifying bracelets or necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. The bracelets were the best. Isn't that what he said? Am I correct on that, Vicki?
What's that?
They said that the bracelets were better than the necklaces?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom took his I Have HD card out of his wallet and passed it around to all the officers so they could look at it and see what it said. But then the officer said, well, he can't reach into his pocket because they're going to pull their gun if they do.
Sure.
They can't reach into their pockets. So it's up to the officer, you know, to ask for their ID, to ask for... do they have a medical condition? We tried to explain, Deborah and I both tried to explain to them, they're in a stressful situation. They may not be able to answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they wanted to know what was the best way to approach them, you know, with that. And I don't really know what to tell them. Just be very aware of the disease, and hopefully that you can differentiate between a drunk or drugged person as opposed to a person with a neurological disease.
Mm-hmm.
Another suggestion was that they would like to see a database built with HD mm-hmm. patients' names and contact information. So if they were to be picked up on the street, they could go to the database, you know, like a 1-800 number or something, and get the information they need to help them if they're not able to answer for themselves. So,
right.
Nothing negative. They have every one of them, and most of them said, I've never heard of this disease. I've been in this business for over 20 years. It's been very beneficial to them to learn. There were no suggestions to add to the to the program other than to talk more, interact more with the patients, see more videos. The videos of Mike really, really helped a lot because they could see.
They could relate
his movement.
Better. Yes.
Yeah, right. But like one officer said, a video can replace 1,000 words.
Yep.
So,
right.
You know, it's, I guess, just make more video and bring more patients and just keep on.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you bring up that point, Vicki, because when I was calling around for the law enforcement education in a flash, I spoke to one department, and I said, is there anything else we can do for you as the nonprofit? And she said, if you can do me a favor, can you let people in the area, in our area that have Huntington's disease, tell them to please contact us, tell us their caregiver, or to tell us where they live, and let us know that they're here so we can help them. So they really wanted the families to reach out to them and let them know that we're here and be aware of my loved one that has Huntington's disease.
Right.
So I think that's something we all could do.
I really wish, you know, I think that's a great idea to have an 800 number with a database, you know, and just let all the HD community know that it's very important, especially if their loved ones are able to get out on their own or away, if something were to happen to them, to please, you know, register with this database.
Right.
And it would help. Because
the Alzheimer's has that, right, Vicki?
They do. It's called the Wanderers List. Wasn't that it, Deborah?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Wanderers.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if we could work in conjunction with them and have our HD patients put in on with their database, I don't know.
Right.
But it is a good idea. I agree with that.
Sure. Sure.
And it's like Deborah and I told him, about Jimmy and Tom. We don't let either one of them out of our sights. But if we happened to walk next door to the neighbors and they came out the door and went the other direction, they would have no clue where they were or where they were going. And there you go.
Well, there's times I'm in the store. Jimmy's always next to me. But there's been a couple of times where he's just, how they get that focus, and he focused on something and he walked away, and I panicked. So it can happen.
I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
We went to the grocery store, and he was lagging way behind me with the golf or the shopping cart.
The cart.
And I turned around to put a box of cereal in the shopping cart, and it wasn't Tom. It was somebody else.
Oh, no.
Of course.
I told the guy. Yep. I said, you almost got a box of Fruit Loops. But, and Tom was just wandering down the aisle, So. It happens,
Yeah. Yes, of course. Well, is there any final thoughts you ladies would like to share, or is there anything we didn't cover that you'd like to talk about?
I just think that everybody and anybody that knows somebody with Huntington's or doesn't know somebody with Huntington's, just bring it up somehow. Bring it out there. Teach people. Just the awareness and inform people, because it may, you may tell 10 people and only one person understands it or cares, and they tell somebody else. So I think, we all, and we can all just band together and just share each other's.
I try to tell one person a day at least.
Right.
No matter where I told somebody at the voting booth yesterday. So I try to tell at least one person everywhere I go about Huntington's.
That's 7 days a week. That's seven
people
a week. But if we all, all these organizations, all of us just get together and kind of, hold hands and work on this together. And if something that my organization may need from your organization or your organization needs from me or whatever, let's cross over and help each other and just get this working. Just get this, because I find from the beginning of when I was first told about Huntington's back in 1985, till now, it's really come a long way. It doesn't seem that way, but it has. But it's something that, people need to learn about, and it's a very complicated disease, as we all know. But if we can just get the message out there and, like I was talking to Vicki about it earlier, about, just holding hands and just doing it and just, let's just get it out there. If it's not for Tom or Jimmy or Mike or anybody, now it's for the next generation or the people behind them or even for them, to help them with more benefits or, things to help them or get the word out there. Just people talk about it. One thing that I've learned, wearing a blue ribbon, wear a blue ribbon, and people ask, what's the ribbon for?
Yes.
It's funny you say that because someone in the chat room. So it's funny you say that because someone in the chat room just said, I wear my HD shirt almost all the time. I use it as an icebreaker to start to discuss HD. So yes, I think when we wear,
is that one of my HD shirts or is that just like an HD shirt?
Just wrote Saunders. Yeah, said that she wears her HD shirt.
It's an icebreaker. Or the ribbons, or
the blue ribbons,
giving
Tom
out the blue ribbons,
blue ribbon
or giving,
day,
it's just, I always give them out, or people just say, what is Huntington's? And of course, then you just explain it to them.
Right.
If they don't have time, the basic.
I would urge everyone that's listening to this to contact your local law enforcement agency. You'd be surprised how very, very helpful they are. And how much they want to learn. So don't be afraid. Just go do it. I mean, it's it's scary. It was scary for me. I depend on Marcy a lot to do the talking. And, you know, so just, I mean, it's just really important. And I would love to go to every law enforcement agency in the United States and talk to every one of them, but I can't do that. So I'm going to take Florida on one police officer, one agency at a time.
Good idea.
Awesome, Vicki. Yep. You guys both are. And I think, yep, well, you both are. And this is a good thing to lead in. Real quick, I'd like to talk about Help for HD International. We actually, when we started doing these police chief meetings, we decided that we'd launch a new program called Law Enforcement Education in a Flash. And what it is it's a flash drive. And on that flash drive, there's Huntington's brochures, there's a PowerPoint, and there's a video. And so if you want us to send your local law enforcement agency that flash drive, we will do that for you, and you can contact your local law enforcement and say you should have gotten the flash drive that has the videos and the PowerPoint and everything, and then you can set up a time to go and educate your local law enforcement about Huntington's disease. If you have your HD loved one with you, that would be amazing. And to get a law enforcement education flash drive, with the support you'll need to do that training, you can contact Sharon, and that's her email address is sharonmt@helpforhd-international.org. That is sharonmt@helpforhd-international.org. And Sharon will be more than happy to work with you guys and getting your local law enforcement agency that flash drive that will help support you. Help for HD International, we're here for you. If you want to contact us, we are always open to talk to you about any of your ideas, and we want to support you and support the law enforcement education program for sure. So please contact us if you have any questions whatsoever. And so we can kind of end on that note. If you girls are I think you guys did a fantastic job, and thank you so much for all that you're doing. We greatly appreciate you. You are making more change than you will ever know. And definitely
well, thank you,
a
Katie.
Huge. Oh, and a huge thank you to
you,
Tom and Jimmy.
Help for HD. Help for HD.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. That
oh,
what an organization.
You.
And more people should look into that also to see what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, you guys. And you're a part of us, so we're all thank you know, and
you're right.
We are here to help.
And proud
yes.
to be.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And and so and also, you know, Tom and Jimmy, how brave they are, and give them big hugs and bravo from us and thank them very much. So
we'll
some
do.
Announcements. We will yes, we'll end the show there. Thank you, ladies. And some quick announcements. April 9th, we have Sacramento Symposium. We'll be honoring Terry Temkin, who will be leaving us this summer, unfortunately, but we are going to be able to, we're bringing in speakers from all over the country, and we will be able to honor her and say our goodbyes, as well as a little birdie told me who the Joseph P. Roberson Foundation is naming the Huntington's Disease Person of the Year, and it's Lori Gagnon, and she's amazing. And I am so excited to watch her be honored at Symposium with the Joseph P. Roberson Huntington's Person of the Year Award. We also have a casino night out for JHD on April 23rd, as well as May 1st. We have Jackie Hummel's Walk in New York, which will kick off our HD Awareness Month. So we have lots of activities that we are planning in the month of May. So stay tuned for those. And I hope everyone has a great night. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.